This difficulty has advantages. The inability to re-experience the pain of a broken leg, the sadness of a lost friendship, or the fear provoked by a large dog with bared teeth is adaptive. Because the feeling components of pain, sadness, and fear are usually more intense than most pleasant feelings, it is reasonable to argue that the barrier to reliving unpleasant events makes life a lot more tolerable. Moreover, if hungry children could re-experience the feeling of being sated after a meal, some might be in danger of not receiving the nutrition they require. If anyone could generate the pleasure of past orgasms with little effort, a central feature of the human narrative would be altered. Novelists and film directors would have to find a new occupation, population sizes would suffer, and the excited pleasure that accompanies one of life's most delightful pursuits would be seriously diluted. This feature of visceral schemata implies that the use of words like fear or sadness to describe how one feels now or felt in the past does not mean that the person is experiencing a feeling either at the time or in the past. 1 year after the events of September 11, 2001, a group of Americans remembered many perceptual schemata that they created that day, but they could not retrieve any feelings. Many adults who say they felt anxious or depressed years earlier are often guessing what their feeling state was or should have been at the time. Motor actions directed at a desired object or goal represent a third type of representation that is also difficult to describe with words. These motor representations become especially important between 2 and 4 months, when the motor cortex begins to exert more consistent control over motor sites located beneath the cortex called the basal ganglia. Now, infants become very proficient in sucking from a breast or bottle and more accurate when grasping small objects. The acquisition of many, but not all, motor representations requires a particular outcome. Unexpected outcomes facilitate acquisition of the behaviors that produce them. Infants who bang a spoon on a surface are surprised by the sound. That unexpected outcome makes it likely that the infant will repeat the action. A representation that is an average of the schemata created by many exposures to the same class of events emerges between 7 and 10 months. This average, called a perceptual prototype, is illustrated in...